Hey yo, what's up everybody? Welcome to TJTV Podcast. I'm on Spotify and Google Podcasts. How are you doing today? It is a happy sunny Monday, and by sunny Monday I mean it's a really windy Monday. And I mean like super windy to the point where I don't even want to be outside. And literally it's just been really cold the last couple days. I mean, it's been raining, you know, on and off for the last couple days. It's been just depressing out. This is the first nice day of the week. And actually, it's going to be nice all week. I mean, we're going to be in the 70s on Thursday, and I'm really happy about that. And then we're going to go back down into the 30s eventually, probably. The false spring that we have in Pennsylvania. Anyways, welcome to the show. How is everyone doing today? Hope you guys had a great week without me. And I decided to come back a week early because there's just a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of things I want to talk about. And I miss you. I miss all of you. I miss talking. I miss doing shows. And I think what I'm going to start doing, and I wanted to talk about this, whenever there's a big event going on, like say a breaking news story or maybe something crazy that happened, I may just come on and just talk. I may just talk about what's going on in the world. Like, okay, another Chinese spy balloon is in the area, so we're just going to talk about that for a couple minutes and then just, you know, go from there. But yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing. So whenever there's a big event, like something crazy, breaking news, I'll just come on the show and start talking. It doesn't have to be an interview type of deal, but, you know, I think I might just talk about that. So, hey, it is what it is. That's what I'm going to start doing. You know, I will say this, though. I am tired. This whole daylight savings time thing has to go. On Saturday night, Tori and I were watching UFC. And I'm just sitting there and I'm thinking, like, when do the clocks change? And it completely just skips over 2 o'clock. And I don't know how the phone works, but it's literally just like, oh, my God, what the hell is going on? And I woke up on yesterday, Sunday. I was just so emotionally drained. I really was. And I think it's just because this whole daylight savings time thing is just killing us. It really is. It's killing me, at least. But, yeah, I mean, I wasn't really sure how it worked. But, you know, working at the station, you have to change the times and you have to skip over some stuff. It's just like one of those things that you have to do on a every year, twice a year, which sucks. But yeah, I don't know why I did not want to get up this morning. It's every Monday I don't want to get up. It's like Monday and Tuesday I'm just like, ugh. And it's just, yeah, I just did not want to get up today, but I got to work all week, so that's what is really going to happen. I mean, I'm going to be working all week, and it's just going to be one of those things where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so tired. So that's really what's going on in the world of my world. But we had a lot of great news last week. I mean, we had stuff when it came to 2 football players retiring, and then we had the Oscars, which I'm probably not going to talk about. I really don't care about the Oscars. Also going to talk about what happened, what went down, because 2 social media sites went down. And I'm also going to talk about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fighting. I have to say something about that. That whole thing with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight, and that's the stupidest money grab in the history of money grabs. I really think that, like, what more does this guy need to prove? Oh, I'm fighting Mike Tyson. Dude, like, you're fighting a 58-year-old guy male. Like, the guy used to fight, like, a lot. He bit off Vander Holyfield's ear a long time ago. You really want to be the one guy, like, the next, like, guy that Mike Tyson, like, bites your ear off? Because, like, I feel like Mike Tyson will actually beat the shit out of you, honestly. But it's like, these, like, Jake Paul and Logan Paul, these guys are trying to prove something. I don't know what they're trying to prove. But the fact of the matter is, they shouldn't be fighting Mike Tyson. They're like, oh, we're going to fight Mike Tyson because he's old and we could kick his ass. Dude, you're doing what all the fighters in Rocky have done. Pretty much the guy Tommy from Rocky 5. That's his name. I think that's his name. But in any event, you're doing what that guy Tommy did in Rocky V. You're going to fight Rocky Balboa, and the guy's like old as shit. That's really what's happening. But Jake Paul and Logan Paul, these two idiots, I just don't understand. Like, why do you want to fight Mike Tyson? What's the point? Anyways, it's going to air on Netflix on July 20th. And I think it's a live event, too, honestly. So, that's what's happening. But, yeah, it's just a money grab, honestly. But it's only Jake Paul. Like, Logan Paul, he's just a wrestler. I don't think he's boxed anybody, but he probably has. Let's see. No, he did. He actually did box a couple people. I did not know that. Let's see. Boxing record. Dylan Danis and KSI. Floyd Mayweather. 0-0. Okay. Oh, that should be cool. And he's a professional wrestler, too. WWE. Yeah, it's so stupid. This whole thing is stupid with, like... I just don't get it. Jake Paul is probably going to get killed in the ring. It's going to be funny, too. I would love to see Jake Paul lose, honestly. Like, a lot of these YouTubers, these old-time YouTubers who have been doing it since, like, 2013, they're fucking assholes. They really are. Like, I've talked to a bunch of YouTubers, like, from the 2017 era, like, when Adpocalypse happened and all that. And I just believe that this whole thing with these YouTubers nowadays, like Logan Paul and Jake Paul, they're just assholes. That's all they are. They're not going to get anywhere in life because of who they are. That's really what it breaks down to. It really, truly is. But, yeah, in any event. Yeah, Jake Paul's just stupid. The whole thing is just stupid, honestly. He really is. I'm not a big fan of him. I don't understand, like, people who are a big fan of him. Honestly. Oh, I have my own YouTube channel. How many subscribers does this man have? Let's see. I know him and Logan were, like, the best, like, biggest subscribers ever. 10? Is that 10,000? 10 million? Let's see. Yeah, so pretty much that's a big story going on. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are fighting. Jake Paul, let's see. How many subscribers do you have? 20.5 mil. Guy's a millionaire. Probably a billionaire. Doesn't really need much. What about his brother? What does Logan Paul have? 23.5 mil. Do they even post? I'm fighting Mike Tyson 5 days ago. Okay. Well, let's see. Anybody else? Community? About? Shorts? The biggest fight of my life. It's an 8-minute video. And he's getting a tattoo on his face. Why are you getting a tattoo on your face? What an idiot. Oh, what a dumbass. I'm fighting Mike Tyson. Why are you fighting Mike Tyson? I really wonder if he did get a tattoo on his face. So stupid. What about Logan Paul? When was the last time this man posted? Because he's in WWE. Why 2023 was the best year of my life? 2 months ago, 1 million views. I'm a WWE championship. My boxing returned. I got engaged. Okay. Wow. Crazy. Crazy shit. It's funny, though. Like, all the YouTubers, like him and his brother, pretty much just they have nothing else going for them. So they're just boxing and doing dumb shit. It's personally just an attack on them. And I'm not saying, like, oh, I'm going to box Jake Paul and, you know, wrestle Logan Paul because I'm better at them. I'm not. I'm far from it. I suck at, like, both. And I wrestled in high school. So, and I did karate for 12 years. So I'm sure if I went into a ring, I could definitely try to make my way and win. But that's a different story. You know, I mean, I think I could do that. What do you think? Do you think if I went into a match with, like, Jake Paul to box him, would it be cool? Would I win, per se? I don't think I would. I mean, I could probably kick his ass in karate, but boxing, not the best thing. I don't think I could ever do that. And plus, I never boxed either. Boxing was not the strong suit for me. It really wasn't. But, you know, you just got to go with it. Let's just go with it, guys. Yeah, I don't even think I'm going to get into the Oscars. I think the Oscars are just a complete bullshit thing. I honestly, like, I know a lot of people like the Oscars, and I just feel like the whole thing is bogus. Watching famous people get awards for movies that they've done or trailers or whatever. Like, the same thing with the Grammys. Why do I want to watch an award show where I see rich actors and actresses get awards? Why? Well, why does it matter? Who cares? Like, it's like the thing with radio. Oh, maybe it's Radio Hall of Fame, but it's not televised on TV or radio. It really isn't. Like, when people are inducted to the Radio Hall of Fame. At least I believe they're not. I could be wrong, but I've never seen any videos. They could do that, but you never know. I just think the whole thing is bullshit, though. Like, I don't want to watch an award show with actors and actresses getting money or getting awards for a movie that they did. And it's not because I hate Jimmy Kimmel. No, I just think Jimmy Kimmel's okay, but it's like, why use a late night host who his comedy and his jokes are just, they're dry. All his stuff is dry. And that's the thing with most late night hosts too. If they want to host a show, they just do political aspects of the show by attacking either Trump or making a joke about Biden or something. Like, that's all these late night hosts have, just making fun of political figures. And I bet you if Trump got back into office in 2024, which is coming up very soon, you know, it's going to be something like, oh, Trump's in office, but you're just going to bitch about it the whole time. That's all these late night hosts have, just bitching about, like, Donald Trump and, like, the country and what the Republican Party is doing, which, like, it's not funny. It's annoying. And I try not to steer into politics, but hey, I mean, we all talk about politics. Sometimes I get into it a few times, but the fact of the matter is, that's all the late night hosts have. They just talk about politics. But, you know, it's really just something that gets on my nerves. It's like with Stephen Colbert. When he got the late night show after David Letterman retired, this man just talked. He did, like, his usual stick, and he started talking about politics, which was dumb. It was really dumb. And you know what? Like, the fact of the matter is, make it a political show. But stop using the Tonight Show as a brand. Because it's not the Tonight Show. It's pretty much the Colbert Report with on late nights. So, that's just my personal stance. You know? So, yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do. Let me take a break. I'll edit this podcast and all that. I have a lot more stuff I want to talk about, and want to go from there. But yeah, the Oscars are just not fun. I'm just not a big fan of the Oscars, and I never will be. But, you know, some people like the Oscars, some people don't. Turn my heat on. And never thought I'd be saying that again. It's so cold. Like, whenever it's warm outside, it's cold in here. And I don't understand it. I really don't. I'm looking at the weather right now, and it's just, in the 40s. It's going to be 51 at some point. But actually, the sunset's going to be at 7 o'clock today. So, first 7 o'clock sunrise of 2024. Yeah, or sun... No. Sunset. Not sunrise. When did the sun rise today? I don't even remember. No, it doesn't tell me. That's stupid. Maybe it could tell me tomorrow. 7 in the morning. Yeah, I love it. I love weather when it... Like, I love the sun when it's out longer. Because, like, it just makes everything... Like, it just makes me happy. And to know that we're literally moments away from summer coming. In just a few moments. I would just love it just to be summer all year round. It's like that Napoleon Dynamite thing. If you vote for summer, I promise it will be summer all year round. You know, it's funny, too. This is the first week, 4 years ago. I will say this. Hold on. Let me go and not back myself. Fact check myself. Let's see. So, read this. All right. So, 3 days ago. 4 years ago. This week was the last normal week of our lives. So this was the first week 4 years ago that we were all on lockdown. I remember it too, like it was yesterday. I really do, because I was at home in Alden, where we used to live. And I remember Tori and I were watching The Karate Kid Part 2. She was making pancakes, I believe. And then I got a work email or like a mass. Yeah, I think it was a text message. Saying that they were going to pay me for a week off because of the pandemic. And then I was off for like 7 months. But yeah, that was the last full work week for me for 7 months. Which was scary. I mean, the whole pandemic thing was scary. And then I started reading like conspiracy theories about the whole pandemic. And I remember I called my mom because she worked at a hospital. And I wanted to know her opinion on this, because like I read a theory that people who had COVID, they didn't have a cure, they would just let them die and suffocate. That's what a nurse said. But it was a weird theory on like Facebook before TikTok ever was invented. Even though TikTok was around, but it wasn't as big as it is now. Like, but yeah, it is what it is. I mean. And it's funny, too, like, a lot of people were saying this year is going to be another pandemic, like, Disease X. Like, I don't think we're going to be in another pandemic. You know what I mean? I don't think we're going to be in, like, a Disease X state. They're not going to shut down the world again, because then that's when people are really going to riot. You know? But, yeah. Oh, I will say one thing before I take a quick break. So... I decided to take 2 weeks off. I was going to have 2 weeks of not doing a podcast, but then I was like, you know what? A lot of shit happened, so I might just take like a week off or whatever and come back. And I was thinking like maybe do a retrospective of the music that's been on my show for the last 9 years. Because like I know I've had a lot of good musicians on my show and I've had people perform. So I'm thinking of just doing like one big special this weekend. Maybe... Music of March or something? I don't know. Or March Madness Music? We'll see. I don't know. Some title. Maybe we'll do that in the next couple... if not this weekend, next week in the 29th for Easter. That should be fine. I mean, I think we could do that. Because I think that would be an awesome thing just to do. Stuff about music. Just for the week. Also, I do want to say this week is also St. Patrick's Day is Sunday coming up, which I'm really excited for. So here's what we're going to do this week. I'm going to play nothing but St. Patrick's Day theme music. So the intro you just heard, Dropkick Murphys, and when I come back, we're going to talk about some St. Patrick's Day things coming up. And we're just going to play just nothing but Dropkick Murphys and, you know, St. Patrick's Day themed songs, like Shipping Up to Boston. So every day I do a show this week, I'm going to do Thanksgiving, a St. Patrick's Day theme song. So Dropkick Murphys, Flog of Molly, and all that stuff. So yeah, that's what we're going to be doing. So yeah, that's what I want to do. But anyways, no, I do love St. Patrick's Day. It's my favorite. I mean, every time my cousin Danny, like every time this year, I would go up to Boston, and my cousin Danny lived up there because he went to Berkeley, and we would literally just do reckless shit. I remember we almost set their apartment on fire by accident. We've been to a couple parties. I invited these girls from Harvard to the parties. We saw Dropkick Murphys, and my uncle met this girl who was followed the Murphys on tour. It was a really great show, I admit. And, you know, yeah. But oh well. All right, so let's take a break. I'm going to take a break. I'll come back. And then we'll talk about Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox retiring. And then I want to talk about Unexplainable Season 3 because that is actually coming up soon. Probably this Friday. And then we'll... I think I might have an interview this week as well, which should be fun. So, yeah, it should be a really fun time. Okay, let's take a break. I'll be back in just a few moments.
Are you a small business owner? Do you want your business to be promoted on all social media platforms? Well, feel free to email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business on Spotify, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram for just a small price. So email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business.
Yeah, that was the Dirty Glass. Dropkick Murphys. You know, like I said before, I was in Boston when I saw these guys. I remember my cousin was at Berkeley School of Music, or whatever the damn college is. But anyways, we went to the concert, and I got to see them at Celtic Stadium, and they put on a great show in Boston. Like, that is like one reason to go to Boston, to see the Murphys. You have to go see them. If you ever get a chance to go to Boston and if the Murphys are touring and if they're like at the stadium, go and see them. It's a great show. They put on an encore. And actually, we got to meet them too. It was really cool. I got to meet the band. And Ken Casey brought his daughter and I think her friends, and they were tap dancing, which was really awesome. So I got to meet all those guys. They were pretty cool. But, yeah, the Dirty Glass is probably one of my favorite songs, to be honest. But Dropkick Murphys, you got to go see them. Really great band. Yeah, I saw the Avett Brothers as well because they're a good band as too. And what else? They got a lot of, like, great bands, honestly. Like, the Murphys are probably one of the best, I guess, Irish Celtic bands out there, next to Flog of Molly, Celtic punk, street punk. And I don't think they're really that hardcore, but I mean, their songs are really good. Like, you got Johnny, I Hardly Knew You, The Boys Are Back, Rose Tattoo, which is Tori's favorite song. So, I mean, they have some pretty good hits. I have to admit, they're really good with their music. But in any event, no. So, if you ever get a chance, go see Dropkick Murphys. Great show. It will be a great show, I promise you. And yeah, just go see it. It will be, you won't be disappointed. You really won't be. You know, actually, I'm looking at all the stuff right now too, and I see a lot of these like fake like profiles for Facebook, like Dave Grohl. So this profile is Grohl Dave, and if you add the person, you seem like an idiot. Just because, like, why not? Like, I highly doubt Dave Grohl has a Facebook or a public Instagram where people have him on. I mean, he might. You never know. But it's just crazy how so many fake profiles there are. It really is. But, yeah, it's just not. So many fake profiles. So, last week, too, a big story that came out. Facebook and Instagram service went down for about an hour. Which I thought was really weird. So I was supposed to go get a haircut with my father-in-law last week. And we did get one, obviously. But in any event, I was doing Lyft and I was at the mall. And when I was at the mall, I was trying to contact my father-in-law. I was trying to contact him. And I got logged out of Facebook, which was really weird. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know, this is stupid. So then at that point, I saw on Twitter that Russia attacked Facebook and shut down Facebook and Instagram. I'm thinking, oh, shit, that's not good at all. Like, what's going on? So I contacted my father-in-law and I told him, hey, you know, I can't log on my Facebook. I think it's shut down, yada, yada, yada. What time do you want to meet? And both Facebook and Instagram were down for about an hour, maybe more, maybe less. It wasn't that long. I mean, it was only an hour, but still, like, a lot of people on TikTok went crazy for it. They were like, Facebook's down and blah, blah, blah. And I do stuff like that, too. I just do it for content. But everyone on TikTok was just like, oh, my God, we're all going to die. So then at that point, I'm just like, okay, whatever. I mean, no big deal. If it's down for a little bit, no biggie. So around this time, I'm just like, let's make the best of it. Let's just listen to YouTube, which is what I rarely ever do. And, you know, I don't know. The whole Facebook thing and Instagram thing being shut down, it really shows that a lot of kids are not going to have anything to do once these servers shut down. And I'm surprised TikTok is shutting down this month coming up. No, I don't think it's this month, but they got shut down or they're getting banned from the U.S. There's a worldwide ban of TikTok that's going to be happening soon because the House passed a bill where they could ban TikTok. I don't really know the whole point behind it. I don't get that. Why are we banning TikTok? Who fucking cares? Like, people are so worked up about TikTok, and I don't know why. Like, I really want to know, like, what is the main reason behind that? Do you know? Do you know, like, what the main reason for, like, banning TikTok? Well, what's the ban going to be about? Nothing, right? I mean, I don't think it is. I don't think there's really anything wrong with TikTok, honestly. Personally, I think it's good. I like the app, honestly, because that's where I traffic most of my stuff. That's where I get more views on videos and whatnot. And that's just something I like to do. But the fact that they're closing it down, it's just, or they're shutting it down for that matter, it's just kind of like, what? Why are we shutting TikTok down? What is the point? Or what is the purpose of that? Because now kids are really not going to have anything to do. You think kids are going to really kill themselves. Now kids are really going to do that. I'm not saying it to be an asshole. I'm not saying it to, you know, be negative. But kids rely off of websites like Instagram and TikTok and Kick and stuff. And you're taking that away from kids because why? Honestly, like, what is the point? So, yeah, I mean, I just think it's going to be a bad, like, if TikTok ever does go away in the next 4 to 5 months, there's going to be kids who are going to commit suicide and because you decided, as in the government decided to shut TikTok down. Honestly, that's what it all breaks down to. I'm not being negative or saying anything out of the ordinary. I'm saying that's what's going to happen. And I don't care if people say, oh, you're being too controversial. I'm not saying anything out of the ordinary. I'm not saying anything that to upset anybody, but that is the whole harsh reality. Kids will kill themselves because they can't get on the website. That's just how it is. I tell people how it is. I'm very brutally honest with people. I like to tell people exactly how it is and how things go. And a lot of people don't like that about me, but, you know, that's just who I am. So, yeah. Any event. So, I don't know what's been going on, but have all of you just... So, this has been happening to me recently. I've been watching a lot of videos when it comes to haunted shit or pretty much just abandoned videos or killer clown videos. Because if you remember the whole killer clown craze in 2016, there were a lot of videos, a lot of scary clown sightings out there. There was actually a weird clown sighting in Westchester on Airport Road not too long ago. I want to say it was a few months ago. And the whole fact of the matter of that is, everyone's like, oh, clowns are going to come back, and you shouldn't go to abandoned areas because scary things happen. And I love videos like these. I really do. So I've been doing a lot of Ouija board videos on TikTok as well. And I decided, you know what? I did a show called Unexplainable last year. And a couple years ago during the 2020 era. And why don't I just do it again? Why don't I bring back Unexplainable Season 3 for the Ouija board episode? So, yeah, my whole killer clown video craze I've been watching, and scary videos and abandoned videos on TikTok, it makes me just want to bring back Unexplainable Season 3. So I put a trailer out there of the show, and Unexplainable Season 3 will be happening this week, coming up at some point. So probably Friday the whole show will be up, which I got a lot of stuff I got to work on before then. It's because there's just some fun stuff that I just want to talk about. So, yeah, Unexplainable Season 3, that's going to be coming up. I can't wait. It's just going to be, like, probably a 6 or 7 part thing for the Ouija board, and then we're going to go back to our regular roots, which I think is going to be a really fun thing. I mean, I love doing Unexplainable because it's really cool just to talk about ghosts and stuff. It's one of my passions. Like, a lot of my friends know me as, like, oh, you like to hunt ghosts. Like, I have a Got Ghost sweatshirt on that I wear frequently around the office at work. So people are like, oh, you got ghosts? So it's just, that's really what it all breaks down to. But, yeah. I mean, I just love ghosts. That's just who I am. It's really all I am. A guy who likes ghosts. But yeah, Unexplainable Season 3 will be back, and we may do Season 4. May do a Part 2 for Season 3, I don't know yet. I still want to work out some stuff, because there's still a lot of things I want to work on. But I mean, Friday is probably going to be the first episode, and then we'll do like weekly episodes every Friday. I got like maybe 3 or 4 videos based on the Ouija board, so, you know. And I have, like, more ideas coming, but they're all on TikTok, and they're all pretty much videos that happened over the last, like, month, like, two to three months, I guess. So, yeah. Oh, well. It is what it is. That's really all I'm saying with that. So, yeah, Unexplainable Season 3 coming out this Friday. Hopefully. If it doesn't come out this Friday, it's going to come out, you know, at this point. Probably in the next week or so. But I'm aiming for this Friday as a weekly thing. All right, so Jason Kelce has announced his retirement, and so did Fletcher Cox too. Fletcher Cox announced his retirement as well. But I remember watching Jason Kelce speak. I was doing the dishes, and I'm just like thinking, all right, you know, this guy's going to make a speech, and it's probably going to be short and sweet. No. This man spoke, I kid you not, for like an hour and a half. And at this point, I'm getting annoyed because I'm sitting there playing Dead Space, and every time there's a cutscene going on, I gotta pause the damn show to see if he's gonna announce it. I gotta pause the video game to see if he's gonna announce it, and I'm just like, "What? What is going on? Like, just announce your retirement. It's not that deep. Just announce it. Don't go into your whole childhood and about your, you know, your football coaches and all that. Like, just get in, just get on with it. Short and sweet. Radio 101, TV 101. People are going to tune out. Unless you're really, I mean, I guess it's not a bad idea because, like, whenever I decide to hang it up, I'm going to make a long speech. But still, I'm going to try to make it short and sweet. Not like, oh, I want to thank my coaches and I want to thank, you know, that this person and that person for sucking my dick and Bro, get on with it. Get on with the damn show. You don't go to the Eagle. You don't, like, play a game. And, I want to thank Fletcher Cox, Nick Sirianni, that secondary coach, that NPC right there. Just get on with the damn comment about what you want to do about you quitting. Honestly. Just get on with it. So, yeah, I mean, and everyone was sad, of course, but, you know, it just, his speech could have been short and sweet, honestly. It really could have been. But, you know, it just could have been short and sweet. That's all I'm saying. Nothing out of the ordinary. But that's what I wanted. But, you know, congrats to him. You know, he's basically just retiring from football, from the NFL, and who knows what he'll do. Maybe we'll do more commercial deals. I've said this before, and I say it again. His brother, Travis, committed social suicide once he started dating Taylor Swift. Because once Travis breaks up with her, or they break up, she's going to write a song about him, and the Chiefs are going to be the most hated team in the entire NFL history because of Taylor Swift and her fans. Her crazed stoner fans. And a lot of my friends and some family members, leave her alone. She's the best thing. No, she is not. She sucks. Who cares? Taylor Swift. She's not that bad either. She's really not a bad person. I honestly think she's really, like, a nice person. But the fact of the matter is, she's not that great of a person. I'm sorry. She's just not. I just think that she's horrible. I think that she's really emotionally wrecks these guys that she's with too. I could be wrong though. I could be very fairly wrong, but I could also be not speaking out of line. But she may emotionally damage these guys that she's with. That's just who I think she is. She's an emotionally damaging person. But, you know, he made his bed. Titans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaarir and the Eagles have mutual interests. Huh. I probably milked his name. My bad. Let's see. There's a new Rick and Michonne series that's out. I haven't really been watching that. I don't know. I've also been, like, really into UFOs lately. Like, there's this new UFO series that Tori and I have been watching. I believe it's called Encounters. And Tori and I started watching the show yesterday. So, yeah. But it seems like a good show. But, oh well. It is what it is. Let's see, there's a new Mario movie coming out. That should be fun. I saw that recently, too. It actually wasn't a bad movie. It was a really good movie. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Mario movie. It was fun. And, let's see. Anything else? Not really. Yeah. Oh, the National Guard is in New York. That's kind of a weird thing. I mean, who would have thought? The National Guard is in New York, and he's just, you know, they're just out and about. What they're doing, I don't really know, nor do I really care. But I read that on Instagram and Twitter and all that shit. Thanks to the breaking news guy. Oh, well. John Cena shocks a crowd by presenting an award completely naked, covered by a sign. On the 96th annual Grammy or Academy Awards, the Oscars. It's so stupid. Oh, man. I read that last night. There's always something going on at the Oscars. Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith. It's just stupid. It really fucking is. Let's see. Biden had to evacuate the U.S. Embassy in Haiti. That makes the 7th embassy lost in Alzheimer's patients in the White House. Okay, that's stupid. Oh, and Jimmy Kimmel and pretty much Donald Trump were at it again. Donald Trump said, has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel on the Oscars? And then Jimmy Kimmel went back at him. So he was actually at the UFC fight, Donald Trump, when Max O'Malley won. So that was kind of cool. UFC 300. Can't wait for that. No, I've been really getting into it. I wasn't really a big UFC guy until I met Tori, and then I just started to watch it more and, I guess, understand it more. And there are some people I do know, I know them as fighters. Like, Max O'Malley is probably one of my favorites. You got Michael Chandler, Dustin Poirier, and Ronda Rousey was one of the big ones back in, 2016, 2017. It's just... Who was fighting, actually? UFC 300. I really wonder. Because 299 just passed. Alex Pereira and Jamala Hill. Is that the main card? Let's see. Yeah. Pretty much that's really it. Pereira versus Hill. Yep. That's who it is. April 13th. Can't believe it's already April. Like, it's only March 11th. It's like a month away. And, yeah. I mean, next week it's going to be, on Sunday, it's going to be the 17th. So we're already halfway through the freaking year. It'll be the first quarter of the year. Oh, man, it's crazy. I really can't believe how close we are and how far away we are from the year. It really is kind of nuts. But, oh well. So, what else is going on? I think I covered everything. I may have an interview this week. I'm still working out details with this guy. So that should happen very soon. And, like I said in the beginning of the show, I am going to, say if there's, a breaking news story that I find interesting, I will pop on. I promise I would do that a lot. But, when I take off in the summer, I'm going to do that, too. But I do like these long-form episodes. And, that's just who I am. So, I'll probably be back tomorrow. I'll be back on Wednesday and Thursday and so on and so forth. All right, so that's it. But it's glad to be back. After a week of being off, I need time to relax. All right, so love you all to death. If I find anything interesting, I'll come back later. If not, then, you'll see me tomorrow. All right, love you all. See you guys later. And, oh, yeah, the State of the Union. Let me touch on that real quick. Biden actually looked normal for once when he was doing the State of the Union, which I thought was kind of weird, but, that's my only comment on it. It actually was speaking very fluently, but yes, it's good days and bad days. Oh, well. We'll see what happens. All right. I'll see you guys probably tomorrow, if not later on this week. And, love you all to death. Bye.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to